The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. And now, right to your hosts of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. We're excited that you're here, and because of our modern technology, I understand that you're all around the world. We appreciate you joining us, and thank you. Today, we're doing a promotional show for the Barrington Show. We want you here because we have a lot of topics we want to go over, and the whole purpose of this is just to help all of us to live a much happier, healthier life. I want to introduce you to Mary, where we're going to talk about our mission. Mary?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Barrington Show. We're live today. I'm so excited. And we're going to talk to you first about Barrington's mission statement, which he brought through quite a few years ago and has titled He Am I. And He Am I illustrates the importance of peacefulness and fairness and unity within all aspects of gender identity, including female and male forms. And I'm going to read to you from his wonderful book, Awaken Ascension Guide. I'm going to tell you about the mission statement and explain it to you with Barrington after I read it in full. The mission of He Am I is to create a unified world for people in every country to have the opportunity to communicate with one another globally. He Am I corresponds effectively to share ideas and to understand our uniqueness, as well as to make a peaceful and safe environment. We graciously embrace and celebrate our multicultural experiences and the willingness to come together in unity. He Am I supports us to recognize and accept who and what we are, and brings us together in harmony as one family to appreciate that we are from the same origin and by the same method. He Am I will treat you with the respect you desire and teaches us to never look down on anyone and to do all that we can to elevate everyone. With He Am I, we are connected to like-hearted people in strong unity across our planet. This is a world that emanates true love and offers friendship, comfort, and enlightenment while providing wisdom to the youth and youthful ideas to the aged. Through He Am I, confidence is raised as we assist everyone to embrace the spirit of goodness, which innately flows through us. He Am I inspires us to live as we are inherently made to, and builds stronger communities where everyone is equally important. We learn through our experiences that kindness makes us healthier. This is your new world. Please join us as we work together toward the same goals and continue to achieve success with positive outcomes. He Am I.
Now, that's awesome.
May I ask, are you saying, I want to clear this up to our home audience. Are you saying PMI?
He Am I. H-E.
Okay.
A-M-I.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. So we've been sitting on that one for quite a while. A message that was given to me a while ago. So we're going to break it up. I know it's pretty long, and you may have caught some of it, and, you know, others didn't catch any of it at all. However, it is in our book. It is in the book called The Barrington Awaken and Ascension Guide. It's there. It's a great read, and I'm not saying that. I'm just repeating the reviews we've had from people who've read it in the past.
Yeah, at Amazon.com and Amazon.ca. You can purchase that.
I think you can also find it in chapters.
Yes, some chapters.
Excellent. Yep. So that's what that's all about. I mentioned we're going to be doing a lot of topics, such as we're going to talk about meditation and how it impacts your life. And if you learn how to meditate properly, eventually you'll be able to repair anything within you that needs to be repaired. Now, that's a tall order, but we're going to teach that, and it will take a while for you to grasp the concept of it.
So the basics of meditation is for one to sit peacefully and quietly and to go inwardly and to allow their inner essence, their inner energies, their inner thoughts to just come into fullness and oneness. Is that the idea that you're speaking to us today about meditation?
That is correct.
Okay.
We're not talking about that today. Our idea is to promote it so we could go into it, because something as deep as meditation, it's going to take a while. And there's going to be some very hard questions, you know, but we want you to be comfortable with knowing how to set yourself to do proper meditation. So it won't be a show that breezes over that topic. We will give a lot of time to that particular topic.
And is another way to sort of describe meditation, if one is not comfortable with the word or doesn't know it so well, is just to sit quietly and peacefully and breathe naturally and allow yourself to just go in and quietly process what's happening. Even if you're not aware of what's going on inside of you, you're giving yourself the opportunity to put all of the pieces together.
That's accurate. But again, it's going to take a while. And these things will be addressed on the day or days that we talk about meditation.
Okay.
Today, we're just kind of introducing all of it to everybody. Another key element, and we've talked about this quite a bit, is your eating habits. So that needs to be addressed up front, because it's actually a very important tool to get you going on the journey. Now, let me say this right now. The journey, it doesn't have a happy ending. The whole concept of the focus of what we're trying to teach here is simply to stay on your path and you don't fall off into the ditch. This is what the whole concept is about.
And what do you mean by it doesn't have a happy ending?
It's something that...
It has a glorious, fabulous, fantastic ending. That's way better than happy.
Once you get there,
yep.
That's the reward. Once you get there, that's the reward. There's no big pot of gold or a prize or anything. When you consciously wake up and realize where you are in your state of mind, you've reached the prize. That's the gift right there.
Okay, so the idea here is to share information where you can get your vibration up higher. You can get into that greater awareness, what some people call super consciousness or pure consciousness. Mm-hmm. So you're having great positive thoughts and you're really driving yourself to envelop what self-love is all about. Because
yes.
This is, I've heard you talk before, and the beginning is always about loving self and how to really have that as a way of life.
The common denominator in this, what we're trying to do, is self-love. The common denominator is self-love, and that's what we're trying to do. At the end of the day, you're going to reach within yourself and find all the wonderful or glorious things about you. When you learn that there's nobody else on this planet that's more important than you, when you learn that you are the only one that matters within you, and if you're not here, you'll be greatly missed. When you learn all these things and you accept it as truth, you will feel the growth.
Okay, and I know that that's the seed that you're planting right now, because when one learns how to truly love themselves fully and completely, they understand how to love others. They understand how to love the world around them, because you cannot do what you're not aware of. But when you become aware, you're there, and you can emanate this true love that you speak of out to other ones through friendship and kindness and caring and being fair in the world.
Absolutely. The true love will teach you so much about you and your strength and everything. And you nailed it when you said, you can't give to somebody what you don't have. It is not possible to give me a dollar out of no money. you know. So we're trying to say that we're going to teach you the love for you. And when you have that, now you could go out and offer it to everybody else because you're aware of it. You understand it. You know what it feels like. Now you're sharing something you're quite familiar with.
And this is why you're bringing meditation through so that one can connect into their intuitiveness, into their own awareness about themselves, and eating well, because that's what you want to do to nurture your body, because your body is also your temple. So we want to take care of the body, because this is also a way to show I love myself so much that I'm prioritizing what I'm putting in my body as far as food and fluid, so that I can take care of myself, because I'm this important.
And that's why it's on one of the top of our list, because we need for you to know the proper fuel to get you there. And by saying the proper fuel is, if you don't give the body what it requires, it won't perform the way it should.
Okay.
So we're talking about eating properly for your diet, you know, and what is best for what we feel that is best to put into your body.
Through the research that we've done, so that you're getting your daily
studies.
Vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids,
yeah.
Proteins, etc. You're getting those antioxidants and all those wonderful things into your body to take care of it.
Correct.
Okay.
All of those things, again, we'll touch on as the show goes, because we want to rev you up, get you prepared. And if you're willing to do this journey, if you start doing it step by step by step, it'll be easier.
It's okay to take a little wee, teeny, tiny step just to get oneself going, correct?
Correct. It doesn't matter how the step is, actually. It doesn't even have to be physical.
And the step can happen again and again if necessary, because sometimes you have to take a run at some of this in order get the hang of it and have it become your lifestyle.
Let me interrupt for a minute. For folks just tuning in, we see a lot of people tuning in around the world. You are listening to The Barrington Show with host Barrington and co-host Mary. If you'd like to get on board really quick, I'm just going to give some contact information. Our local number in the Toronto GTA area is 905-725-1907. Toll free anywhere in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, if you have a question, 1-866-656-5477. You can always email us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Hi, back with Mary and Barrington. We have a question here from Josh. Josh is asking, is the concept for a better life meditation? I'm not sure that I understand your concept. Thank you. The beginning key of all of this is to understand what is happening internally. Because once you understand what's happening internally, you're able to better guide yourself to things that are healthier in your life. You have to check in. Everything cannot just be an outward interpretation. You want to know what is at the very core, the cell of your being, so that you can process your intuitive guidance system and know how to better sleep, how to better rest, how to eat well. So you're bringing your vibration up, you're bringing your energy up through, so that you're able to access this higher awareness, this greater consciousness that you have within you to guide your life better. So meditation helps. It's one of the keys for success. I hope I'm helping you there with the answer.
Excellent. Yep, you did well. You touched on the points that were important. The concept is just to learn more, and Mary has said it's to learn more about who you are. And if you're able to do that, find out exactly who you are and what you represent, I think the best method is through meditation.
Yes.
So that's a great place to start. So if you learn that part, I feel that you'll have a much better life.
Have you ever wondered, why are you here? Why are we here? What are we really doing here on this beautiful planet Earth? Do we have a soul, a spirit? Do we have guides and others, beloveds on the other side that help us through? What is this for us? What is this all about as we're here? And what Barrington called your Earth walk. So it is the agreement that you have with your soul for coming here. And we're going to look into that on a deeper, a little bit deeper, so that you can ask the questions and we can give you the answers as we travel this journey with you over the next several weeks and months, etc.
The reason why we're here, like to throw that out there right now, here on Earth, it's pretty big, because everybody or a lot of people have their own ideas as to why we're here. You know, how we got here, when are we leaving, what's the purpose? Everybody has all those questions, and I'm not sitting here suggesting I've got all those answers. But I do have an answer that makes a lot of sense to me, to experience true love. It makes a lot of sense to me. And we're not asking to drop your ideas and jump onto this one either. We're not that show. We simply want your great ideas to implement our show so we could work together. That's what we want. We want your great ideas, you know. And to answer John's question, as best as we can, we're going to give you that information because we want you to follow our path, or this path, rather.
Okay. I know that you've also talked to me and other people about the idea of true love and understanding what this is for each individual person, and then as a group, and then worldwide, because we're all interconnected. And I know that you also talk about us coming from the same origin by the same method. So we're not separate from one another, especially internally. And you talk about us being in a physical body, but we are the breath, and the breath is infinite. The breath is everything. And once we release from the physical body, we carry on. We journey through the skies, the cosmos, the heavens, whatever that be, as an energy, because energy is everlasting. So go ahead.
So to say, at the end of your days on this planet in that body, you don't actually die. It's called rebirth. You're laying down the older body that is broken, or you fulfilled a purpose, and now you're going to move on to the next one. But again, we're not going to tap into that right now, because there's a lot of information on that one, and we may have to spend a lot more time explaining to somebody how we feel that after death life begins.
So moving forward with the live radio, Reality Radio 101, so I can actually give a little information here. Locally, you can call 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-REAL-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-LIPS, L-I-P-S, 5477. And our email is instudio101@gmail.com. Okay, so we're here to experience true love. And like I said, through listening to you chat over the years, true love is an expression of fairness, kindness, peacefulness, and truth. That's your... Because I know there's different sort of versions of what love is and what love isn't.
In what we want to do and get people started, there's so much information, you know, as to where we can start, how we can start, and keep going, right? What I say, and I practice this at home with my children all the time, I always say, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If you're doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it.
I know there's a wonderful woman who is the author of what you just said, and unfortunately, I don't have her name here today, but we can get that for you in our next show to let you know, because it's such a beautiful teaching. And thank you for those words, and thank you to the author who has given them to us around the world.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so we're here with true love, and we're trying to understand what is true love? What are we here to bring this, like to learn it through self, and then to be able to give it outwardly? And that's part of the self-love movement that you're speaking of. There's no separation in that, correct?
No, there is no separation. Okay. As a matter of fact, talking about separation, we're all connected. Every single one of us, we're connected. So there's no separation. And the whole true love concept is to love thyself. Just love yourself. You know, there's nothing wrong with you loving yourself. And it doesn't matter where you are in your life. You got to know this. As long as you live, you matter. As long as you breathe, you matter.
This brings me to another thought that I have so frequently and offer it in with what I share, and I know also that you share, Barrington, is that you are allowed to be you. You are allowed to be exactly what you are made to be, regardless of what anyone else says or does. And this is where we connect to you, and we're vibrant and healthy here for you. We want you to explore exactly what you are, what you're made of, what you're all about, and we celebrate this with you. We are not here to say you have to be something other than yourself, because that's not this journey that we're on. And I have Monica here, and she's saying, hello, very interesting concept. Where is your book available? Right now, the book is available on www.amazon.ca and amazon.com. And some of the chapters, we're just working with them now because the book has just been released. And we're working with chapters to have the book available also in chapters. And you can check with your local chapters, because you might be able to order a copy. And the name of the book is Awaken, Ascension, Guide, Align to Your True Purpose, Barrington and Channeling by Mary. Okay, so the name of the book again is Awaken, Ascension, Guide, Align to Your True Purpose. Enjoy your read. And we have, I just have one more, Barrington. I have Phil here. Do you have a website? Merry Christmas. Yes, we do. www.barringtonawaken.com. And you'll also see on the website that we support a program called the Nature Sanctuary Project. And we are involved very deeply in what is happening for sustainable living, taking care of Mother Nature, and purchasing land to have wonderful plants, flowers, local wildlife, etc., supporting the pollinators because we need that to happen more and more, and preserving local wildlife and flora. So www.barringtonawaken.com, and our Instagram is Barrington Awaken. So you want to tap into @BarringtonAwaken. Thanks, Phil, for the inquiry.
Okay. We've tapped into what we're going to set up for people to follow through with. So the next thing on our list is positive thinking.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a really big one.
That's a very big one, because that's a building block. If you're not going to think of this as being a positive journey, then you may as well not follow it. I've heard somewhere that if you're going to go to war with the intention to lose, there's no point going. You've already lost. So we want you to get on the show and think positive. And by doing this regularly, we can help you to stay on that path that makes you think positive. Because whatever you put in your mind is what materializes for you. So we want it to be very positive. Whatever you put in your mind, as you are today, was a thought you had days before today. So we need for everybody to get into thinking positive.
Okay, so if we're worldwide, hello all the listeners, and take a few moments and think about something very positive in your life, one point of interest, an experience that you have had that gave you a positive feeling, and fill yourself up with lots of self-love and admiration and gratitude. Gratitude is a wonderful way to create, and to focus daily on releasing any negative thought or, that downward spiral that sometimes happens, sometimes the inner critic, and fill yourself full of that love. And remember that what you think, you create. You're making this happen. So you want to train your thoughts to be more positive. When you're in a moment of upset and you're becoming emotional, take a few moments and tap into that inner wisdom and say, what can I do right now that will improve my situation through wisdom, through spiritual maturity, or just feeling different about the experience that you're having? So sometimes it takes a bit of fight, even though one would say, what's peacefulness got to do with fight? But you've got to be determined to train your brain to let go of those things that really want to hang on and tell you to do something that's unhealthy, that just isn't positive. So just think happy, happy thoughts. Get up in the morning and look at your day in the most positive ways. And that's, again, checking in through meditation and being able to just give yourself a few moments to look internally, even if you're saying to yourself, I don't see anything, I'm not hearing anything, psychically or otherwise, intuitively or otherwise, you are allowing your brain to have those few moments to build up some incredible healthy energy in your body. You are made of energy. Everything living is made of energy. And the more you allow your energy to work in your favor through positivity, through self-love, through an understanding that you are so important to be here for nature and for the energy shifts that are happening on a very high conscious level throughout this world. Millions of people tuning in to have that better life.
Okay. And it was well said. And she's hit all the points that we're going to talk about. So I have nothing much to add to that. We want to talk about being connected. Being connected to everybody and being connected to everything. You are a part of this land and you are connected to it. Everybody's connected. So that'll be one of the topics that we cover as we go through. So you know that there's no difference between you and your neighbor. You're just connected to them. So love them because it's easier. There's no difference between you and your coworker that upsets you all the time. Just love them because it's a part of you. You have to know that you're connected to everything and you're in true love.
Thanks, Barrington. Okay, we have a question from Yola. She's asking about exercise. And yes, that's one of the topics that we'll be talking about in future shows. And we want you to move your body and or exercise in ways that really make you feel good, give you passion, give you a feeling of being uplifted, rising your vibration. And so you want to be able to...
All these topics...
Go ahead, Barrington. I got lost in your hand motions there.
Sorry, all the topics that we're covering, we will go through them because this is a journey. And, you know, we know you're going to fall off it if you even begin. But because we have the method and what wins all the time is consistency. Okay, so to answer your question, and thanks for writing in, we will touch on physical activity. We've talked about it already today, maybe not on the air, but you need to do something physical, like yoga.
And walking is good,
walking,
right?
Walking, doing yoga. The body needs this. You need to move around. You know, take martial arts, you know, go for a jog when you can. Do something that is going to give the body motion. Move.
And preferably daily or 3 to 5 times a week. Now, what if you're not mobile? Is there a way to attend to oneself through visioning in the brain that you
We're
are?
We're going to tap
that
into
moving?
That part.
Yep.
It's a little too premature to bring it there right now because it will take some time and it will take meditators a while to get the concept of how to work it. So, yeah, if you're not mobile, there is something you can do.
So one can meditate and envision that they're moving their body because certain parts
right.
of the body will react. Like it'll give you a higher vibration.
The weird thing about the subconscious mind, it doesn't know that you're doing it or if you're thinking about doing it. So I feel the practice will be the same.
Right.
You know, that's what I learned many years ago.
Then you're participating.
Right.
And you're with everyone together, realizing that you're not alone because maybe you don't have that mobility. So you can, you know, tap into what we're doing and what we're feeding this energy that is worldwide to be healthy. We're creating conscious awareness and a totality of energy vibrations that feeds the soul, feeds the spirit. It comes into every part of the linking in system, the aspect of self. So there's so many sides of oneself. There's so many aspects and intricate details that we allow ourselves and we give ourselves the time to sort through it all and bring it together into wholeness. Because we are, what you talk about, we're awakening as a planet consciousness. And I know this is happening through millions of people worldwide. And as we awaken, explain what that is, Barrington.
Okay, let me just say a little bit about waken. And you're becoming more alert. Now, just from my own experience and people that we've been talking to in the last few years, we clearly see more people are becoming more self-aware, more conscious as to who they are. And the spiritual journey is another method that a lot of people are willing to explore. Now, we have different types. We have, indigo people. And again, we're going to talk about these things in more greater depth later on. Right now, we're just trying to put the show out there for you to tune in and get used to what we're trying to, just to tell the radio. It's a gift that we have, and we're trying to share it.
Okay, so we have Beth here. Hi, Beth. Okay, so you talk about liking or getting along with people that you do not. That is so hard and sometimes not possible in reality. I'm very curious to hear about how that can happen. Okay, so Beth, everyone has gone through so many experiences, and the cover that Barrington talks about, the camouflage of inaccuracy and having people control one's life and to tell you what you can do and what you can't do. There's so much cover on us that we can't really get at the true heart of the source of what we are, to be our natural, likable, friendly self. And sometimes we have to pull back a little bit and realize that the people who may be harming or traumatizing are really ill-fated only because they have had systems put on them that are not accurate, that cover them. So what we're doing here is trying to help the cover to come off. We're trying to peel back the layers of pain and suffering and sorrow, anger, disappointment, so that we can have a heart to realize that perhaps that person has gone through something on another level, on a soul level, a spirit level. It can connect to so many different experiences. If you believe in other lives, it all connects. So we try to be a little bit more patient and a little bit kinder, but you're also realizing that you have to apply self-love. So if you're in a situation that really is not healthy or safe for you, you have to use wisdom and discernment to remove yourself from that situation, because you have to do what is best for you. So it really is a dance. However, you know, we can talk about this and maybe let us know some of the situation, and we may have some answers for you. So thank you, Beth. And it's just to pull back and just let things be. And sometimes when things get too crazy there's too much anger, too much aggressiveness, we have to just let go. And when we let go, our energies can come in and assist with those matters. And just try to give yourself that self-love that will at least support you. And again, once you achieve that success, it emanates from you and it does affect other people. So bless you, and we really wish you well, and that you received your best in this life, and that everything changes and flows as it should. So hopefully worldwide we can come together and shift these energies that actually shift people's consciousness and their thought process. So thanks, Beth.
I was going to say a little bit on the Beth part about you saying that it's hard to get along with those people, and I guess you've given it some time. Well, another person's opinion of you isn't your business, so it's not relevant as to how they see you. The important part is how you see yourself. So if they're mad at you or saying negative things about you, their opinion, even though it is hard, their opinion of you is really none of your business. You get to live you and don't worry about them. And that goes for everybody who has ill feelings towards anybody else. Most times it's just an image of that person you see that you disagree with, but it's like a reflection of a mirror. It's a part of you. You are connected.
Okay, so the fact that you're saying that it shouldn't matter, it shouldn't, you shouldn't incorporate that as being your business, is it because you're also, like I said, I've heard you speak before, you're talking about that person maybe perhaps not being able to tap in to their own self-love process because they've been covered or camouflaged by belief systems that have made them think in a certain way, and so that's what they're giving to other people, is that negative thought.
Right. But if you are the one who's receiving that, you don't have to take it. It is them. It has nothing to do with you. We want to talk about you being your best self. And, you know, we've heard it many times. People say, turn the other cheek and all those things. There's actually some truth to it, but the whole idea is to build you so you're fully aware of who you are.
Okay.
And so how powerful you are, and more importantly, that you have no limits. You're limitless. No, you can't run 45 kilometers an hour. That's not happening. However, you're not restricted, and no, let nobody tell you otherwise that you're lesser or you're not as important.
Okay, so
Can I interrupt you 1 second? Yeah. I just want to let people know that are tuning in what they're listening to really quick. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your hosts and co-hosts, Barrington and Mary. If you'd like to get on board by email, you can send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com, and Barrington and Mary would be more than happy to answer your questions.
Okay, we have an email here from Bryce. Hi, Bryce. Hi, love the show. I'm not sure as of yet if I totally understand your concept for health and happiness, but I'm starting to grasp your teachings. Okay, Bryce, health and happiness is a natural flow within you. So we're talking about organic, sustainable living. You are an organic person made of organic, sustainable particles for as long as you are here on this earth. So you want to have natural health. You want to keep the body well, get your fluids, get the right foods in, and we're going to be talking about what are those foods specifically, your vegetables, your fruits. We've done the research so that you get the proper amount of daily intake. And you want to eat raw when you can. If you can eat your vegetables and fruits raw, that's awesome. And you want to limit or eliminate any toxins, chemicals. Sometimes we begin to take some of the dairy and meats out of our daily or weekly rituals because they help us to feel better. Now, that depends on the person, and it depends on your lifestyle choices. But I know some people are looking at having a vegetarian day or a vegan day throughout the week so that they can get more vegetables and fruits into their system. Okay, so as far as happy, what makes you happy? To be able to evaluate your life and the things that you are doing within your life that are natural and good for you. They feed you. They give you a feeling of uplifting. You're raising your vibration. What brings you true happiness? And if you have to have somebody else there in order to apply that, then begin to train your thoughts and experiment a little and think about the things, even if they're the most simplest, tiniest little things that make you smile. Someone's laugh, someone saying hello to you, a child giggling, you see your favorite colors. Start there if necessary and make a list and a bigger list about all the things that make you happy, because this is what you want to have around you, because you are reflecting your inner feelings and your inner processes, and you also are showing yourself outwardly what you're all about, because probably the colors you love, the textures, the shapes, the sizes, the experiences that you love are all about what you are made of and why you are here. So I hope that helps a little bit, Bryce.
Well, another thing we're going to touch on now is rest and sleep.
Oh, rest and sleep.
Yeah.
I'm rest just going sleep. There I thinking about it. I
want to do it right this minute. However, you're listening. So what's most important is how you rest your body. Okay. We've heard many talks for many years as to how many hours of sleep you need and what quality sleep you need, deep sleep versus a shallow sleep. We don't know any of those things. All I know is that you must allow your body to rest. And if you're constantly pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, for whatever reason, you're going to go past the point of rest. You're going to have to learn how to rest the body and allow it to rejuvenate itself. If you don't give it the proper downtime, you're going to be sacrificing something else. So you have to learn the method in which to allow yourself to get to deep sleep, to get that beautiful rest. And I like to tell you, a lot of the dietary product out there prevents you from getting there. I just thought I'd say that. So rest is important. Sleep is important.
So one of the things you may want to do is to, where you sleep, where you rest, to make sure it's clutter-free and it, there's, you know, beautiful, serene, as much as you can possibly create your room to be, and less electricity helps, and to lay your head down and close your eyes and check inwardly and allow your brain to just settle. Allow your brain and your body to just settle through breathing techniques. Love yourself and ask to have accurate dreams. Ask to sleep well. And your brain listens. And in time, your brain begins to understand what chemicals to release, what hormones to properly create. And it does help. So make sure that your room is nice and tidy and clean and clear, and that you don't have extras in your room that are not necessary.
Your space is clear.
Yeah.
You're very clean and your space is clear, you're, if it's available.
Yeah, create some sacred space.
Sacred space.
Ah, love that word.
So if you're just joining us, again, we're here, Mary and I, and we're talking about a spiritual awakening and how to become your best self.
Yeah, and I want to say from us to you, Bryce, Merry Christmas also and Happy New Year.
We're going to be on the air, hopefully, this time every Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about the tough topics and answer all those questions. If you're around and you could pass that message on, please do so, because we want to hear from you. We want you to join us.
And you are listening to Reality Radio 101. Our telephone numbers are local GTA 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-REAL-7325. Worldwide, we are 1-866-656-LIPS-5477. The email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Okay. And again, if you want to pick up a copy of the book, you could find it through Amazon. And maybe Chapters will order it. We did contact them about it, but it's out there. It's available. Somewhere along the line, we're trying to put a whole bunch of books in the market. Not to sell you any idea, but we want to warm you up to what's available to you. If we could get you to get the idea through positive thinking of all that there is that exists, you will follow us and believe in what we say. We're not trying to influence you in any way at all possible. But I think if somebody offered to take that pebble out of my shoe, I would jump for that opportunity.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions about the He Am I mission statement. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so you're talking about us connecting, getting together, being able to relate to one another worldwide. And within this beautiful idea you have, thank you for bringing it to the world, you talk about us harmonizing and being that one family, that we all can have that feeling of coming together and that feeling of unification.
Mm-hmm.
We're not alone.
We're definitely not alone. And if you could get the idea in your mind that we're all connected, we're all people, regardless of what you look like, where you're from, the height, the size, the width, everything, you're still connected to the one person. We want you to be able to love the neighbor's child as you do your own and yourself, understanding that we're all one. All the groups that exist out there has the same thing, the same common denominator. We're just one. We've tried a lot of things, and if you look around, you will see that other methods are not working. Our existence here is to connect and to be one, and you will have nothing negative to say about that other person's ideas, their religion, their clothes, their food, simply because you'll understand that's their choice that they want to make. We are just one. And when you truly love you, you'll have nothing bad to say about the next man.
Okay, thank you. And you're talking also within the He Am I statement that we're elevating one another and we're bringing us up into those higher vibrations, into our true frequency, where we can make that connection. I've been in meditation classes where where everyone's having the same type of meditation, where people are saying, I saw that, I heard that, I felt that, or they're really saying the same things at the same time. And that's, for me, tapping into the same frequency, this very high volume of love light.
Your elevation will begin with self-awareness. So you will gradually elevate. We're not telling you tomorrow morning you're going to jump up and go, wow, I'm alive. But I'm telling you that if you take a step towards it, inevitably you end up there.
Okay. So we're creating a community of support, of friendship. And we also have Carmen here. Hi, Carmen. Hello, Barrington. Very unique name, by the way. You totally nailed it regarding rest and sleep. Folks do not get the rest that they need to heal their bodies with today's lifestyles. We are all on the go, 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 continuously, and not taking the time to smell the roses. Very good topic. And I agree. What I hear the most is, I'm tired. I'm so tired. Remember also to give yourself a big hug and gratitude there, because you worldwide have been doing so much spiritual work, and sometimes while you're sleeping. So you may wake up and think, did I actually sleep? What happened? So when you can grab a few minutes to just relax and rest, sleep, and get yourself in bed at a proper time so that you can heal what you need to heal within your cells. You can build up the proper hormones. The hormones in your body are the bosses. So they're telling everything in your body what to do. And eat your fruits and your vegetables, because they're giving you the electrolytes, which also help you to go into sleep patterns. The electrolytes that you're taking in are moving muscles, and they're creating a chemical to hormone activity that allows you to actually get the proper, an alignment, so that you can get into a sleep phase where you rejuvenate yourself and you wake up feeling better, okay?
Yes. Thank you. I read your email. I nailed it. You're talking to a guy that went for about 20 years without sleep, proper sleep. I'm going into bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, back out at 7. I did this for the longest time, or maybe 6
because
o'clock.
Because of family and your work?
Family, work, habit, a whole bunch of things. But it wasn't until, you know, one day I realized that I'm cheating myself, and I was doing everything half wet because I was always tired. Always tired. I wanted to look at self. And when I did examine self, I realized that I didn't sleep. I'm like, wow. So I made myself go to sleep, say about half an hour more every month, kind of thing. Just add
every day you would add like more sleep.
Every month I would add on a little bit, because you can't do it overnight, and it takes years to undo what's been done.
Right.
So yeah, sleep is one of the most important thing, and we need for you to get into that mode. So when you're listening to us on the radio show, you'll understand and clearly see where we're going with this. But we need for you the rest. And, you know, we're coming down to the end of our show. Wow, did that go fast.
I just want to address Dawn here. Hi, Dawn. You're writing to us. Good show. We will be listening next week. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. We love you. We're sending so much love out to you. You got a great vibe. I can feel it from here. So thank you.
I want to express something. Thank you. Thank you. And Merry Christmas. I want to express something that, you know, because of the sleep and how busy we are and the routine we carry, we cheat ourselves. And I would like to tell a story, because we're going down. We're going to go off soon. But I read somewhere that this man would try to capture a monkey. And what they do is they put this pot in the ground with a small opening, and they chop fruits and put it inside the pot and, you know, go hide in the bush. Inevitably, the monkey comes out and smells this fruit or food, and he sticks his paw down inside the jar and grab the food, and because he's made a fist, his paw will not come back out, or hands, or whatever monkey has. It won't come out, and he doesn't know well enough to let go. And of course, the capturer would come by and throw a bag over his head and take him away, and he's captured. So that monkey gave up his life because of what he was holding on to. He refused to let it go. Inevitably, it cost him his life. What we're saying is that, who's the monkey? Are we carrying too much? Are we holding on to things that we shouldn't be holding on to? Are we giving up our lives instead of having freedom?
Okay. And again, we're with all of what you're just saying there is training our thoughts to work in our favor by being positive and being able to say yes to that which is healthy, yes to exercise, yes to sleeping, yes to thinking positively, and yes to coming onto this journey of what we'll call sacred enlightenment, where we're raising our vibration. Once you get your vibration up higher and you're moving from the heart through the throat into the pineal gland and you're actually accessing this level of consciousness, your awareness changes. You get ideas that you never thought you would have. You begin to release the negativity, if you have any. You know, there's many who do not. They're positive thinkers, and yay for you, we're following you as you're blazing a trail for us. And we're training our thoughts as we're doing this. Realize that you will come to a place where your brain will start delivering you more wisdom, more information, because you're also linking in to that higher frequency, into that beautiful, pure consciousness that we believe that you're curious about. We believe that you're curious to why you're here. What is your earth walk all about? What is your soul doing with you? What agreements have you made and with spirit, and coming into a common place within yourself that's regular and available through your own inner guidance system. So this is what we're supporting. And the journey is inwardly, and it also is with all of us who gather. So thank you so much. And again, we're sending the love out.
Yep, we're sending the love out. We want you to get this idea, and it's a concept. We're sending the love out. And just for a brief moment, I forgot what I was going to tell you. But we want you to join our show, be a part of it. I remember now. I was going to tell you that if you're thinking of eating healthier food and you're so used to eating other kinds of food, the easiest way to change that is to keep telling yourself that, let's say, for example, you want to be a vegetarian. Because the first thing I hear people say, oh, my God, where am I going to get my protein from? What am I going to eat? That's all a myth. If you wanted to learn how to live that lifestyle and eat healthy food, you just have to put it on your mind and say to yourself, I am a vegetarian. Inevitably, you'll find yourself walking away from the other things that you shouldn't, or I think you shouldn't be eating.
Right, or I am a healthy eater, or I eat well for myself.
And tell it to everybody, tell it to your friends, and eventually it will come to you.
Yes, and in your book, the Awaken, it's Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose. There is actually information in the book that tells you what you need to eat daily in order to get your vitamins, minerals, proteins, essential fatty acids, antioxidants, and so on. And again, the book is available Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. And we'll talk about this in later shows, right, where we'll...
We'll definitely go over the ideas, and we'll definitely go over where the book originated from.
Yeah.
We'll definitely go over how the information that's in the book is going to make a lot of choices that we've made in the past a little easier.
Okay, and I can give a couple little tips here. You want to have when it's available, if it's available to you, and hopefully you can make this happen, you want to have your apple every day and a salad every day, and you want to get your water into your body, okay? So that's a nice little thing to start with, or a pear, an orange, you want a piece of citrus fruit, and that's a great place to begin. So if that helps at all, yeah.
Eat as healthy as you can. Yep. That's where you're going to start. So we've got the idea. We've got a show. We want you to be a part of it. We want to reach out to our extended family and tell them to join us, which is you. We're connected to you. You're connected to us. We're all one. So let's create a success. So tune in next Sunday at 3:00 and catch the same show, different topics, same wonderful people, and the great host. So we're going to do that every Sunday, and I need for you to join us. I need for you to take this path with us, and we will, you know, hopefully learn from it all. I want you to continue to write in and send in your questions and all these things. Just grow with us.
And that's instudio101@gmail.com, realityradio101. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Well, yes. You know, it's you got a couple of minutes yet if you just wanted to just review what I would say to all our listeners. Review your website, again, your contact information, and again, what's coming down the pipe for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so our website is www.barringtonawaken.com and Instagram at Barrington Awaken. Love to hear from you. And what's the other question?
No, I wanted them to be aware of our Instagram.
Yeah.
And everything else. And we've mentioned before that if you're interested in purchasing the book, Amazon.com is probably the best place.
Or .ca.
.ca. Mm-hmm. And just type in the title of the book, and it'll just pop up for you.
Yeah.
So thanks again for spending some time
and
with us.
And thanks again for being on the air, Barrington and Mary. I enjoyed it. I've learned a lot. I'm sure that most of your listeners around the world are very excited to hear what's going to come down in future shows. It's a very exciting topic. It's a very exciting, I think, lifestyle for you. And we appreciate you being here on the air.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, folks, again, you are listening to The Barrington Show with your hosts, Barrington and Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.